Some of the oil industry's biggest supporters got a lot more than they asked for in the Trump administration's latest offshore drilling proposal. In early January, the Interior Department proposed opening up the vast majority of Alaska's offshore areas to oil leasing. Senator Lisa Murkowski, Governor Bill Walker, and others are asking Interior to scale back, limiting oil lease sales to the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas and Cook Inlet. Now, an advocacy group of Inupiat leadership organizations across the North Slope is also weighing in. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
To be clear, Voice of the Arctic Inupiat isn't against oil development. Last year, the group made a big push to allow drilling in part of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. When it comes to offshore oil development in the Arctic, Voice doesn't yet have an official position, but it does have a position on how Interior went about its latest proposal. In a recent letter to Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, Voice wrote, quote, "We feel the concerns of local organizations were ignored, and that deeply disturbs us," unquote. Arctic Slope Regional Corporation President Rex Rock Sr. is Voice of the Arctic's chairman.
We expressed our concerns, and we felt that we're being ignored, such as the Barrow and Kaktovik whaling areas.
Voice says the Kaktovik and Barrow whaling areas are critical to northern Alaska food security. They're used by local communities for whaling and other subsistence hunting. Interior's draft proposal would allow oil drilling in these waters, although the agency says excluding the areas may warrant further analysis. Rock says North Slope leaders had already made it clear to the federal government that those areas should stay off limits.
We had already worked this with the past administration and said, here are the areas that we ask that you stay away from. We've always said that for us, consultation is huge. You need to come in and talk to the people that are here.
Voice's letter concludes that Interior decisions affecting the North Slope must be based on consultation, coordination, and engagement with Alaska Natives. The Interior Department has not yet responded to a request for comment on the letter. However, Interior has stressed the plan is not final. It's still possible to remove many of the areas where offshore drilling is currently proposed. A public hearing on Interior's offshore drilling plan is set to take place in Anchorage on February 21st. For Alaska's Energy Desk, with help from Ravenna Koenig, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh.